Good afternoon. How are you? Nice to see you. Is Minister Kenny around?
No, I'm sorry. He's not here.
Oh. Is he in Ottawa?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm going to Ottawa. I'll try and find him there. I wonder if I might leave a message for him. My name's George Galloway. I think he knows me.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right.
Have a good
day. Very nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Well...
So what was in the letter?
We have a copy. Basically... I'm not going to let this lie until there's been an accounting for what the judge, over 60 pages, caned Kenny for, which was deceiving the Canadian public about the real basis on which he excluded me from the country 18 months ago, until he apologizes and affords some redress for the slander which he sent around the world about me. A sitting member of the British Parliament, 25 years in the British Parliament, described by a minister of a Commonwealth country as a terrorist, as a, I kid you not, in the documents, a member of a terrorist organization and a threat to Canada's national security, which would mean, of course, if it were true, that I was a threat to everybody's national security. This despite the fact that the court discovery process showed that the Canadian security services themselves had told the minister that this was not true. Neither of these things was true. I was not a member of a terrorist organization, and I was not a threat to Canada's national security. So, you know, in any other democratic country, no minister would have survived a 60-page caning by a High Court judge. He would have been lucky to have been allowed to resign rather than be sacked. And yet this minister has not only survived, he hasn't even commented on the fact that the judge found against him in such trenchant terms. So I'm not going to let this go. I've come to Calgary to find Mr. Kenny. I find that he's not here, that he's in Ottawa, so I'll have to go to Ottawa. And if I don't find him in Ottawa, I'll have to find him in court.
So what does this say for the country in your mind?
Well, I think that Canada has, over the last few years, begun to lose the enormous respect and affection that people all over the world had for Canada as a free place, a democratic place, a place where different views could be accommodated, a place that looked for peaceful solutions to international conflicts rather than joining those conflicts. Indeed, a place that was a safe haven for those fleeing from conflicts, like the Vietnam resistors, for example, who were welcomed here. Under Mr. Harper and Mr. Kenny, they're trying to throw war resistors back across the border and into prison. So Canada has isolated itself, or allowed its government to isolate it, in, I think, a very regrettable way, maybe even a dangerous way, certainly a way which is not in the interests of Canada. Its national interests are being prejudiced all over the place, as even Mr. Harper has acknowledged. You lost your election to the Security Council of the United Nations, as Mr. Harper said, precisely because you were ready to, and I quote him, pay any price for the, I think, over-identification with the most extreme Israeli government that that country has ever had.
So what kind of price would you like to see them pay? Obviously, you're thinking that if you don't see him and you don't get restitution, what are you going to do?
Well, if I don't find him in Ottawa and we don't get this matter resolved man to man, it'll have to be done in court. And the judge has already found that the minister broke my rights to privacy under Canadian law. And there's the question of misfeasance in office, and there's the question of defamation.
And, so you see a lawsuit then?
For sure. Now, I know that's a mixed blessing for Canadian taxpayers, because this has already cost the country a pretty penny. But the good news is any compensation I win will stay in Canada and be used to build the anti-war movement here in the country.